This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seth, the goal here in society is to flatten the curve. And of course, we're talking about the COVID-19 curve. But it's given us a chance to reflect and think of other things that if we took appropriate action, we might be able to flatten the curve, both in the world of sports and societally. And some of the things that that we came up with a little bit earlier. And if you want to text in 713-572-4610, facial tattoos, the phenomenon of jersey swapping, fan petitions.
Yeah, the fan petitions, you know, we had a little bit of pushback from some of our listeners on fan petitions, because I'm guessing a lot of our listeners have signed a petition to fire Bill O'Brien. I think that one of our listeners said, hey, listen, you got to understand, that's at least something where you feel like you're doing something, where the fan can't really do anything other than like, all a fan can do is hit the nuclear button, which is stop going to games, like vote with his feet, which is a hard sell if you actually still love football and love the Texans. It's hard to say, okay, this is how I'm gonna vote with my feet and actually walk out. So the way fans can actually voice their disapproval, sometimes they feel like, okay, I'll sign an online petition. So I might be okay with the online petition for now.
Yeah, coping mechanism. I get that. Farewell tours. Something you brought up earlier.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole Derek Jeter and changing his number with a letter with a number. I don't like farewell tours from athletes, especially from lesser athletes. I feel like we're at the point now where lesser athletes are going to start announcing their farewell tour. Like some offensive lineman you've never heard of is going to be tweeting out like, this is it, guys. This is the last year. People are like, all right, I guess we gotta buy you something now. It's like when you get invited to a wedding for somebody you don't like.
Like a two-time Pro Bowler. Farewell tour time.
Yeah.
Group celebration poses is absolutely at the top of my list. And I say this as somebody who was a staunch supporter of loosening up the celebration rules in the NFL. I was always somebody who's like, no, it's fun watching these guys do this and it's creative. And I think that's the thing maybe, Seth, that bothers me the most about these group celebrations in the NFL, particularly the ones after turnovers. They're not creative at all. They all do the same thing. All 15 guys, by the way, not just 11, all 15 guys who are even rotation players who aren't on the field at the time are running down to the end zone to do the classic one guy lay across the front with his hand on his elbow. Three guys sit there and hold their arms out wide, like, what's up? The five guys behind them are standing up with their arms folded, like, don't mess with me. And then there's like three other guys doing some sort of random thing. Do something creative. Like, if you can do your group celebrations, but the whole thing where all y'all are just running down to the end zone and finding the nearest camera and just posing as 10 of you in the same exact pose that all 31 other teams are doing. Step your game up, man.
No, this is exactly where they made a mistake in not flattening the curve. They just let everything happen all at once. I'm sure somebody in the league office was like, oh, those projections are out of hand. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And then all of a sudden you got 40 people in a group celebration. So where the curve spiked. And now they've had to try to tamp down the curve over time where they said, okay, well, there's going to be unsportsmanlike or delay of game penalties if you have more than just the guys on the field. And they've gotten to rein in on it. But you're right. It took something that was cool, which was loosening up the celebration rules, because now you do get actual good dances and multiplayer stuff that's actually choreographed that people like. And it ran amok. So now they had to pull it back in.
Oh, can I, along the lines of celebrating, can I give you one? I want to give you one, and it's relative to our team here in town. No more. We need to flatten the curve on in-stadium celebrations, i.e. fireworks and cannons, after any field goal of less than 45 yards. We cannot be firing, and especially of field goals that occur in the red zone. We cannot be firing off cannon. Field goals when your team gets into the red zone are negatives. I get it. You're adding 3 points to the scoreboard, but they are not viewed as successful drives if you go down and you get to the 11-yard line and you wind up with 3 points. That's not successful. So, Seth, we need to get rid of firing the cannons after field goals. I'll take it down from the 45-yard thing. Field goals that where the line of scrimmage is inside the 20-yard line, no more cannons firing off. None.
I'm having post-traumatic firework disorder from the Chiefs game. I remember the Chiefs ran out of fireworks.
Oh, they
because
did.
They were scoring so frequently and so often and so much that they just couldn't even restock the firework. They probably had some kid running around a fireworks place. I don't know if they're legal in Missouri, so they had to run over to the Kansas side or vice versa. And that's how bad it was. We ran out of fireworks.
They texted all the cops inside the stadium and said, hey, when we get to points 45 through 51, can you guys just point your guns in the air and just shoot them? We just need loud noises, please.
Jump down and go out to the 50 and do a Yosemite Sam dance as you fire your pistol in the air.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going through things that we want the curve flattened on, that we need to treat the same way we're treating as a virus right now. We mentioned gender reveals, not gigantic fans of gender reveals. Seth, I want to throw one in here, not necessarily sports related. But I'm getting a lot of these days because people seem to be communicating more via text because none of us can get out of our houses for any significant period of time. Group texts that commingle groups of friends. And what I mean by that is when somebody sends out a group text, oftentimes nowadays with some sort of half-hearted joke about the pandemic or whatever the case may be, I don't need to get this text if all of the other numbers on it show up on my phone as phone numbers and not people that are in my Rolodex on my phone. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, these well, texts you know where somebody commingles like four or five different groups of their friends, and now I'm getting reply alls from people who think they're funny, and I don't know who they are. Leave me off of that stuff.
Well, you know what you need to do to try to set the right tone or set a good precedent example in that is to just identify yourself. If you see an unidentified number, just be like, this is Seth, by the way, or something. And maybe even call out the person that sent the initial group text. Be like, look, Jared's a moron. This is Seth. I obviously don't know everybody in this. Because yeah, that's frustrating. You don't know who you're interacting with. You don't know what kind of jokes you can make when you don't know who's on the line. You know? I don't know if I can make fun of Irish people like I love to if I don't know whether a Pendergast is on the line or not.
Yeah, you know you can do that with me right to my face, and I'm not gonna do anything about it. But I think it's more, Seth, I have no desire to interact with any of these people. It's the constant notifications that yeah. just, you know, your phone just sitting there every 45 seconds.
Sean, one of our listeners says, one of the things that needs the curve flattened right now is dressing in a costume before games. So that's clearly a call out of the Texans linebackers group.
Oh. Position group nicknames. Flatten the damn curve right now.
Rock
Do
boys.
The lunch pail does the lunch pail crew still exist now that their patron saint DJ Reader is gone?
I would imagine. I mean, that's the whole thing about being a lunch pail crew, right? You're like a no-name defense type of thing. You're not supposed to be looking for individual glory. So if losing one guy doesn't change the fact that it's a lunch pail crew.
Yeah, but DJ Reader was sort of the one guy who kind of gave them like some legitimate clout. Like he actually pressured the quarterback once every couple of games. It's like Steve Carell leaving the office. Like is the lunch pail crew, does Dunder Mifflin still exist? I don't know.
let's see. Celebrating after a play during football games, sacks, first down, catches, touchdowns. Just stop already. That's from one of our listeners. Yeah. I would say maybe, don't get too curmudgeonly about this. How about, I understand not celebrating after every play. Like you make it, these guys that get up after a tackle for a 5-yard gain celebrating. I don't get it. I'm okay if it's right. A big play. Look, if it's a tackle, if it's a big tackle for a loss or a huge hit or something, play it up a little bit. Let me see. Let me see your joy.
Does the score of the game matter?
Oh yeah, I would say I've seen that like from four people already, is celebrating when you're down by 3 touchdowns in the fourth.
Yeah.
Like just give the fans some respect. Don't act like your day has been made because you made a big play at the back end of like a game in which the first 3 quarters you didn't stop a soul, but now you stopped somebody, so you're the big hero. No, no.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it because I like all the guys who are part of the Rock Boys, but that's a Rock Boy special right there. Like, you know, down, I remember the Denver game, they got a sack on Drew Locke. And immediately the two guys involved in the sack go down to one knee and start playing their fake guitars while they're down by 30 points or whatever it was. Like, come on, man. Just go back and line up and play your position. The score matters. The score matters. It matters to me. Yeah.
I think this is Pavetex who says we should stop the curve of Ross Tucker.
one of our guys
who doesn't like Ross Tucker. I know. We go, you know what? Just for that, we're gonna have Ross Tucker on soon. We love Ross
Tucker.
Hell
yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah,
this morning at 6:03 AM, Pavetex tweeted that I would leave my kids and my family for Ruthie from the Ozarks right now. Love me some Ozarks.
she's the best. She's awesome.
I'm only one episode into Ozark, so don't tell me anything. All I've known is it took one episode of Ozark for me to be completely stressed out and to lose sleep last night. I had nightmares about Ozark because I was so stressed out for the stupid crap that they're pulling already in episode 1. I can only imagine how dumb they get by episode 3 or 4. I'm very stressed right this moment.
You're one episode into the new season, right? You've seen seasons 1 and 2.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm acquainted with how stressful the show is, and I'm bracing myself for more.
I binged season 1 and 2 over the last 4 days, and we're 2 episodes into the most recent season. I love this show. She's awesome. Ruth Langmore she's a top 20 all-time character on TV for me, with a chance to move into the top 10 this season.
Yeah.
She's really good.
Let's see. Flattening the curve on DBs celebrating after a dropped pass when they got beat, like they had anything to do with it. Yes, Kyle, that is exactly right. Oh, that drives you crazy. Like you'll see guys, they're beat by like 2 yards and the receiver just drops it. And the guy starts doing the no catch signal. Like he did something. Yeah. It's amazing.
It seems like of all the things that we put out here, Seth, for flattening the curve in sports, it seems like the one that's touched the biggest nerve are the behavioral things that are part of football, right? Like celebrating and all these other things, all these on field. That's the stuff that's getting the most run on the text page right now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.